This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom. But has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton only on Netflix May 16th.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Jared Freed. Such a pleasure to be here again with you, Jordana. How we doing?
We're doing great. I'm really excited because I'm a big fan of Vanderpump Rules, and our guest today is Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules.
Good old Jax.
Yes.
I gotta admit, let me just be as honest as possible with the audience. I watched like the first season. I have a very small bit of knowledge about Jax and his goings on in the show, but I'm excited to have him in. I'm excited to talk dating and relationships with him.
Same. He is a character. Everyone does not always agree on his actions, but I think he'll be an interesting person to get their perspective.
Yeah, I gotta figure out his weightlifting eating routine. I feel like he's in good shape, right?
Yeah. I think so.
You can't make that. Yeah. He's in better shape than that. Yeah. Got.
Yeah. He's, yeah.
If he gets totally. a yeah, then I get a.
I don't really care that much about like muscles.
He
really.
Seems to care.
Yeah. He cares. So I guess if you're into like a good body.
Yeah. If you're into like good body.
You're into like good body.
Ugh. Yeah. Who wants that?
Jack season one was like very good looking.
I remember him being like this good looking dude
recently, but he's still pretty fit, Jax.
Yeah.
He'll be in there.
That lifestyle of like reality star, what a tough one to keep up.
Yeah, it's a lot of wear and tear on your body.
You're going to, you got to be at every nightclub opening bottles, always drinking.
Physically opening the bottles, it takes a toll on you.
I don't know. So I'm excited to have him on too.
He'll be with us at the end of the episode, so keep listening, or if you're not a fan, if you hate him, then stop before that.
Or tell a friend that is a fan.
Exactly.
This is the episode to get them in. Jax is on, plus you can listen to Jordana and Jared, wax on about dating and relationships, and that's why we're here. UUP@Betches.com. We get your emails and we answer them here on the show. Send in anything you'd like. What's going on in your life? What's happening in some other person's life?
A dating phenomenon you've noticed
that's going on. Yeah. And also, keep sharing this podcast, please. We love that you guys take screenshots and make it your Instagram story. And that kind of brings us to our first question.
Yeah. It's a great question.
Hey, guys, love listening to the podcast, hearing your insights. I have a super quick question for you about social media and relationships. At what point is it appropriate to start posting pictures with a new partner? Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks. What do we think?
I think posting pictures with the partner is like the new like mark of super seriousness.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
I think you on an episode once said that there was going to be no girl on your Instagram until she was like the night before you married her.
That's the day. We will take it at the engagement party.
Yeah.
That's when I'll take our first picture.
That's when. Yeah.
I push that shit off.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like once it's there, it's like there's no going back. I do think it's important.
What were you going to say? Because I do think I think there's now new methods of posting that kind of like
ease you in. Well, yeah, I think step one is like, oh, he's in the background of a thing that you're already putting up, right, on an Instagram story.
But this podcast is so great to me because these dating things keep changing every day. When we first started this show, having someone in your Instagram stories wasn't that big a deal.
Right. Now it's like
Instagram stories are huge now.
Yeah.
That's why we keep saying, take a screenshot of you listening and post it, because passively.
It means a lot.
It means a lot, but look at the numbers of people who watch it. How many people? You have how many followers? How many people watch it?
I have like 4,000 something.
Okay, and how many people watch your story on average?
Probably like 1,500, 1,200.
I've done the math on mine. It's about 20% of your following.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Does that sound similar to you? Yeah. The only reason I did the math, because we do those shit guys thing. And I was like, how many people are seeing these on Betches? And I was like, oh my fucking God.
Lot.
20% of 6 million. I'm like,
you're an Instagram star.
I had no idea. That's why, you know, start fucking following me, people. But the other thing is, you know, these are now the new reality is like, you know, because I know it because older people say to me, how do I add to my Instagram story? Right. So I'm like, now I'm like, okay, now it's
now
a thing.
Now everyone's doing it.
So now it relates to our dating lives because everyone's watching that Instagram story and they're seeing shit.
Yeah. And now it's like, it's a way of basically proclaiming your relationship to be public.
Yes. And that's the first step. Right. I would think that if you're going to be like public with someone that you're seeing, mm-hmm. the first thing that would happen publicly is an Instagram story.
Right.
Well, maybe they're not tagged, but maybe them in the video.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's like a video of like you out with a bunch of people and they're just in them. That's first.
I mean, how many times have you looked at someone's Instagram story and thought, who's that guy
who's
or
that
girl?
Guy? Yeah. No, definitely.
Oh, they must be seeing each other. Yeah. You know, like we all do these like detective. Well, I mean, we all take out the magnifying glass. Ooh, who's that?
Because yeah, everyone has their own now Us Weekly, you know, magazine, which is their Instagram, and everyone gets to like look and see what you're doing, and that's your way of like giving the information up that you want to give.
That is what we do Saturday mornings. We're just going through people's Instagram stories, going, "Who's that? What happened with them? Mm-hmm. Did they have a better night than me?"
Yeah. So here's my advice on that. I'm not putting anything up unless it's official. And here's why.
Okay.
Things don't work out a lot.
Yep.
And I don't want to have to explain to someone who asked me about someone they saw on an Instagram thing what happened with that guy.
What you are saying is so funny.
Why is that?
Because it's funny that we're like all nobodies.
Right.
And we think people give a shit. We have to have a press conference if something ends. Listen, I want to explain the picture I put up 2 weeks ago, it was a mistake. I went too fast.
I was drunk. I don't know what I was thinking.
He ended it. But
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it's true. It's embarrassing a little bit to share, to be so confident that you're sharing something to everyone you know on social media, and then it doesn't work out like a week later.
I talked about this a lot recently, where it's like, a lot of girls will dance before they get in the end zone. So that's a very sporty reference. Okay?
Right. When the guy gets to the end zone, he does a little dance because he got the...
But some touchdown.
Touchdown. Yeah, the thingy. He got the thingy. Thing.
But I'm saying, you know, when you score a touchdown in football, there's people that get in the end zone and then they start dancing. There's some people that will be running towards the end zone and they'll start dancing before they get there.
And that's what posting a...
A lot of girls are doing that when they post too early.
Right.
And it's like, I do think we need to make these things more important and admit to how important they are. I'm not going to be in an Instagram story with someone unless I'm like so official that everyone in my life knows, and then I can give it to my outside life people.
Right. You're not using it as a way to show your inside life people what's...
Like no, I want my inside life people to go, yeah, they've been together for years or they've been together for months.
Right.
I do think that there are these outside people. You want to control the story, just like this PR thing that you're talking about where you have to give a press conference.
Right.
I think the story has to be in front of you. I think it has to be, I've heard about this person before. They've been seeing each other for months. So there they are.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's the male perspective of like, you know, I don't want to like let this person think that it's more official than it is almost with that. I don't want, it's a sign of seriousness, which I agree it kind of is. But I think for men, it's more like, I don't know if I'm ready to go there yet. And for women, I think they should wait almost because it's like, I don't know where this is going. I don't know if this is going to be serious. And until I'm sure, I don't want to like, it's almost like I don't need to explain what this is. You talk about like defining the relationship, right? And why girls want to do it. It's so that when someone asks, who's that guy on your picture? You could say, it's my boyfriend.
Yeah. You could easily say it.
Cause like, if someone asks, who's that guy on your Insta story? I don't know, like some guy, it's a guy that I'm hooking up with. I don't really know exactly what we are yet. We haven't really had the talk, we've been seeing each other for a few months. It's like, I don't want to tell that story to everyone who asks me who that guy is.
All that person's thinking is like, yeah, they fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. What I want to do is if someone, I only want to have that conversation. If someone asks me who that is, I can say, oh, that's my new boyfriend.
Posting on Instagram stories is kind of like saying, I love you. It is.
In today's
you don't want to be like, I love you. And then have the person go, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You want to post and have the other person go, oh, let me post that too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, you want someone to be proud that they're dating you.
You
want to
know a repost is coming.
Yeah.
You don't
be left hanging.
Put yourself out there
for 24. You mean 24 hours of hanging?
Yeah. Think about saying "I love you" to someone. Like, think about that, and then not knowing if you're gonna get the "I love you" back.
Yeah, that's like the scariest part of anything. It's almost the scariest thing you could do.
Same for Instagram stories. Yeah. You're posting on Instagram stories and thinking, I hope they want this video too to put on their stories.
Right. I hope they're excited that I
posted it.
Put a picture. And not.
It's
that's
very
why I'm saying it's like it needs to be. You need to be secure.
The other thing with posting on stories and posting on Instagram, and this might be for guys and girls. These meeting people is kind of like this moving target. So like, if I met someone and then I was also, while I was kind of had a thing with another girl,
right?
That'd be a tough thing for me to do. And then I'm like, oh shit, I like this new person. I have to wean myself off this other girl. I have to end that thing so I can fully be with this new person. Then it moves into relationship town when that last person is someone that you were like, hey, we're just a hookup.
Right.
You can feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You're saying, like, to sum up, that, like, it can be hurtful to someone. You're thinking about, like, the people that might be seeing it and feel bad about
sure.
these posts.
Sure. And we talk a lot on this show about,
people,
like,
that you may have hurt.
Yeah. Or right. maybe hurt by this reveal.
Right.
Because we get a lot of emails on this show where people are like, oh, well, why won't it ever be a thing? And I'm like, that's just what it is. And
right.
then they're like, well, then they see that person end up with someone, the next one they get serious. And I'm like, how come that person got serious with that person and only saw me as a hookup?
Right. Yeah.
And that's a reveal. That has nothing to do.
Why?
Well,
but
I'm saying there's no reason. It's just the connection wasn't there.
Right.
It wasn't so personal.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when you post on Instagram.
It always feels personal.
It
yeah.
always feels personal. So I would assume there's a lot of guys or girls out there that are like, hey, I just told this person that I was like cool enough to fuck, not cool enough to like go the next step.
Right. Yeah,
and now I'm with this new person that I'm like, I kind of want to go the next step with them. And it has nothing to do with that last person, but you know it's going to be taken that way.
No,
dude,
it's
does
true.
That make sense
I think that's
to,
a really that's
to have
a,
that weigh on you?
That's true. I mean, I rarely think about it from people's perspectives other than my own. But no, it's true. I think when you, it's like what to see someone that you used to date or see or hook up with, and they're posting with a new person. It's like it's basically like someone screaming through your phone, like you weren't good enough.
Yeah, and but that's not yeah. the truth. That's just I.
No, it's
that's
what it feels like. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like. What it feels like. It's not what I don't.
And
think
no one can tell you how to feel.
Yeah, it's not true. But like it always, it's hurtful. It's obvious that's kind of the thing about social media. You used to not. Someone was dated. Your ex is dating a new person. You just would only know if you ran into them or someone you knew ran into them and told you.
And the rebuttal, exactly.
And you didn't have to see physical evidence of them. Together.
The rebuttal of someone listening to this would go, get over yourself, they're a person. And I do agree with what they're right. saying. Like, I don't think I'm that great. But just like you said, when I post a picture then get broken up with, I feel I have to make a press conference.
Right.
So that's the same thing in reverse. That's you thinking that everyone's looking at you thinking, oh, wow, I guess they broke up. The reverse is, I guess that person doesn't think very much of me. You know, you're like, right. you know, we're all the star of our own movie.
Well, everyone can make any sort of thing, anything they see about them. That's a very unique human ability.
Yeah.
If I see a picture of you going out and having fun, I take it as an affront to me, my choice to stay in and not go out. It's like everything. Like if I see a person engaged, I take that as a measurement of my own relationship. When in actuality, none of this has anything to do with anyone.
Sure. Absolutely. And I think that's the thing that we have to like. I think we have to understand that these social media posts are more murky than maybe right. we want to believe.
And they're not telling you like they're not telling you the real picture of what's going on in anything.
Sure. And I think the, you know, what you said is like guys don't want to get on social media with you because they want to fuck other chicks. Well, maybe it's because of girls they just got done or just got stopped fucking.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But does that make sense?
Yeah, but then it could still be a little hurtful that the guy like cares about these other girls that he used to be hooking up with enough more than
I don't
making,
know if it's
more
care.
Than showing his pride in being with you.
That's I mean that's a very female answer to that question because it's not one again one has nothing to do with the other. One is hey, I just want to make sure that this is put to sleep and that I'm far enough away from that. You want to like, you know, a new relationship is going out to sea. I want to make sure I don't see the island in the background.
So what if you're hooking up with a girl and she's private and she puts a picture of the two of you. So no one that you used to have sex with
I'd be more fine with that.
You're okay. You're better with that than it being like.
If they're putting up a picture, that's fine. But then it's like, but it is expected.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Where's
like you said, the reciprocal.
The reciprocal post.
Right.
So I do understand. I just think like whenever we want these social media things are more than just they don't want to be seen with you because they don't want to fuck, you know, because they're trying to
they're
fuck
embarrassed
other people.
Of you,
yeah, embarrassed of you. It's not your embarrassed of you is a big one that you hear from girls.
Right.
Oh, you must be embarrassed. No. I'm not.
Well, it's like the opposite of me showing everyone that I'm with you because I'm proud to be with you. Kind of feels like I don't want to show anyone because I'm embarrassed and I don't want to be seen as dating or hooking up or spending time with you.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different than that. I think it's, I do understand that feeling.
Right.
But from my point of view, it's like, you know, there. I want to make sure that like all, if I'm going to be so with someone, just like we said in the beginning of this conversation, I am fucking, there's no question going on of my profile.
Well, that's, again, that's kind of the point. That's why we want it.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Why we
and,
want
we,
it.
And the thing is,
because we know that.
Guys know that women want that. And know we're not idiots. We're not, you know, naive to the fact that we're like, that Instagram becomes this trophy.
Right.
It's the Instagram post is a pre-ring. That's an engagement ring of sorts.
Yeah, it's an announcement to the world that you were in a relationship.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's like, you can do that without the announcement. You could have a relationship without the announcement. And I think you could be in a relationship first and then have that big moment on social media.
Right. Well, here's the thing about that again is like, if the relationship is going well enough, then the Instagram post isn't even as exciting. It's like, it's kind of like anything. It's like, it's not that exciting to have someone that like acts exactly like a good boyfriend to tell you they're your boyfriend. It's kind of like, oh, like clearly. But yeah, it's like if someone is like,
if a relationship happens in the woods and no one sees it, did it even happen?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm getting full hints and someone announces that they're my boyfriend and they're treating me really well and they're treating me like their girlfriend and they're bringing me, I met all their friends and all their family and everyone, they seem really excited to be with me. The Instagram post is like, clearly, like I'm not, it's not as exciting. It's really exciting if you're like, oh, I don't know where I stand with this guy. Like, does he want to be with me? Does he not want to be with me? Does he kind of want to be exclusive? Does he not want to be exclusive? And then I see the Instagram post. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. This is such a huge sign.
You want to see how a guy feels about you. Just go take a selfie with him and then start going through filters on Instagram.
Yeah.
See how quickly his anus fucking tightens up. Okay. And start put filters on it and be like, Saturday night and put it on your story and just see how quickly he starts to go, fucking dances around that topic.
Maybe he'll be excited.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more, and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Let's do another email. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
To keep it brief, I'm currently in the off part in the cycle, maybe for good, but as you know, likely not. So this person calls it the cycle. We've talked about this
right.
before.
Right, okay, yeah. She's referencing a cycle of like a guy kind of coming, texting
hooking
you,
up.
Hooking, like kind of hooking up and then withdrawing and pulling back cool. and like, but then coming back into your life.
I told him to stop approaching me. I deleted Instagram temporarily to resist the temptation, but I can't seem to find the willpower to unfollow/block. I've done it many times before and eventually would drunkenly undo it. Jordana, how did you finally get out of this cycle? During these off periods, I know why it doesn't work between us and that it's not good for me. But the second I get off of get the whiff of maybe there's something more, I fall back into the cycle and apparently I'm not ready to let go. I was even dating someone else for months when he came back into my life and I still chose him. Help.
Yeah, so I had this situation for mm-hmm. many, many years. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's kind of like we said last episode, it's like a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this person, like you kind of have, and it's weird, like like melding of like this delusional fantasy of like, this will eventually work out and all this
yeah.
up and down will kind of be worth it because at the end of the day, we're going to be together. And it's just, and every time you get a text, it's like a little hit, and then they pull away and you get like, and you get devastated. It's this cycle mm-hmm. of like highs and lows. It's very similar to a drug. And that for me was one of the hardest things that I had to really get over because it's mm-hmm. really hard. Cause especially when you spend years or months or however long you're taking practicing, having this kind of relationship with someone, it becomes like normalized for you.
Absolutely.
And then you get used to it and you're just kind of like, and you get so excited when they come back
yeah.
that you kind of forget how shitty it feels to have them withdraw.
I'll say this from like the guy perspective and having been in these cycles, mm-hmm. you can only get to that level in the video game. You're never going to get past the level you've already been to.
Right.
So this is how they, yeah. these cycles where it's like, we met, we hooked up, we went on dates, we kept hooking up. He said he couldn't commit.
Right.
And then we ended.
Yeah.
And then we came back together. We started texting again.
Right.
We
enough
met,
time,
we hooked up.
Enough time goes away that you don't really bring up the last conversation and then
sure.
you just do the same thing over and over again.
And then he goes, I can't commit.
Right.
Everyone puts you in a certain place in their head and they say, I mean, I think when these cycles happen, when guys are looking for ghosts, girls and guys are both looking for different ghosts.
Right.
The guy's looking for the woman that woman of his dreams he hasn't swiped yet. And the girl is looking for this guy to become the standard that she wants to live by.
Well,
both can't happen.
Well, it's like, again, if you're sleeping with someone for long enough, you become like attached and your mind I'm not all woman again, but what I've experienced personally is your mind starts to tell you that this person you're supposed to be with this person.
Sure.
You have a connection that's unlike a different connection. You start to think of everything as better than it actually is.
Yeah.
You think your connection is better. You think that you have a better time than you actually do.
Well, then, yeah, because it's just a warm body.
Right. And it's like,
it's just someone who will answer you.
And there's literally a physical chemical reaction that happens when you have sex with someone, especially as a woman, that draws you closer to them. It's biological.
Sure. And also, like, you know, the hardest part about being a woman. No, I'm not going to tell you what the hardest part.
Please
but
tell
let
us,
me
please.
Tell you what the hardest part about being
I'd
you
love
is.
To know.
No, my I think it sucks as a woman that you don't see the things on a man's body that will be with you in sex.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the idea that like I see boobs and ass and I'm like, okay, I can see boobs and ass all day long and know which girls have the type of boobs and ass that I like.
Okay.
I was at a show in Chicago. I want to say before
I have to,
this just reminded me of a story. I was on stage in Chicago. Also, thank you to everyone who came out from that. Listen to this show. I mean, unbelievable. I was on stage and I was talking about how I like curvy women. And some girl in the crowd just goes, Tendaloo! lose.
Oh yeah,
because I've said that
you like girls who tend to lose.
Right? And then, yeah, so, but I just wanted to say that was funny to me. But guys, we go out every day, and you're wearing shapely attire to let us know that you have the things that get us going.
Okay.
Women can't see a penis.
What does this mean?
So this means you find a penis that you like, and you're like, oh, I know that one's not weird looking, not bad, not a like an awful penis. At least I know that this penis. And it works, and it lasts a long, the right amount of time, and this guy knows what he's doing in bed, and I felt his body. I think a lot of that doesn't happen until you're in the bed.
Let me tell you a secret. It's not really about the sex.
But that's what I'm saying. It's about the regularity. You know what's there.
Right. I'm saying it's about the emotional thing that you're... No girl or even like... It's like a not... The sex is great because you like the guy.
Sure.
Right? The sex could be shitty. You don't even know. It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
It's not really even about that.
Is it comfortability?
It's about this person who you... Because you're continuing to have a sex with them and you have this like chemical hormonal thing that makes you feel attached to them, you now interpret every interaction you have as like a sign of your connection and as a sign of like something that's going to lead to a relationship and a sign of you being closer than you actually are. And so you sort of like see all these hangouts and all these texts as through this like rose colored situation where you're thinking like we have sex, it's great. And like we talk and we have good conversations and like, I don't understand like why, like it's there for me.
Good can become great very easily.
I don't think that chemical thing really happens for men where they're just like, because they have sex with you enough times, they've like become attached to you. I don't really think that exists.
No.
It is sometimes. I think that's why that's almost like the moment where it gets different based on if you're a man or a woman. I think that for as a man, you could have a great time with a girl, you could have good sex with her and it could just not. There's no connection there, but as a woman, you feel that connection because of this chemical pull and because it causes you to interpret everything else as like a stronger bond than it actually is.
I think that's true. And I think any time that I've looked at a girl and been like, I can't commit, I thought that there was something else better for me out there.
Right.
So anytime this guy goes through the cycle, he's going, you know, it feels like he's settling. And not to say that this girl isn't the pursuit of someone else's dreams. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this guy that he's like, I can't commit to this. He's just saying there's something out there better for me. He doesn't even know who that is.
And for someone, if you're like, oh, like I think this is like the ultimate connection, that's extremely painful to think that someone has.
So painful.
Right. And for me, if this girl's asking, how did I get over it? I went to therapy. Honestly, it was like a very, very difficult thing to get over.
Sure.
It's very frustrating. I remember feeling very, very frustrated that I just couldn't break the cycle, that I felt kind of weak and like shitty because I would just keep going back to this person that was never going to give me what I wanted.
Yeah.
And it's really just about learning that like, it's a learning about like why you overemphasize things, why you think there's a stronger connection there is. And then ultimately just realizing that you deserve to be treated consistently and feel safe in a relationship with someone that actually like wants to commit to you.
Sure. And I think, it's also like maybe write. I think like what would help this girl, if anyone's in that cycle, write down the things you want, write it down. I would write it down on the list. Here are the things I want. Does he do any of these things?
Right.
And you'll find out he doesn't.
Yeah.
Does he take me out? You know,
does he treat you the way that you deserve to be treated? Do you feel safe? Do you feel happy? Do you feel like you can count on this person?
Sure. And it's like, you're going to find that at the end of the day, this guy has said to you many times, he doesn't want to commit. And that guy isn't, you know, looking at it on your terms, there's like a power in that, I think. Where it's like, he doesn't amount to the things I'm looking for.
These are the things that I want, and this person isn't giving them to me. And just kind of like, you can get so stuck in that cycle that you almost lose sight of like what would actually make you think that being with this person would actually make you happy, when really it wouldn't.
And also unfollow. I know she says in her email, like, I can't bring my...
You got to do it. Yeah, no, it's hard because if you're unwilling to unfollow, it means you're still holding on to this idea that one day it will work out. One day he will be different. One day he will come back. And movies like fucking Sex and the City they make you believe that that's going to happen. Look at Carrie and Big. He does the same thing. He does the cycle of things to her where he like... comes, they like date for a little and then he's like, I can't commit, and he goes away, and then he comes back
and they date 10 years
and then at the end of them, what is it happens at the end of the season, he like decides to marry her randomly and without context,
and then she's like, I'm in.
Right. And she's like, I'm in. And so girls have this idea of like, if I wait it out long enough, if I let him like If I take a lot of this bullshit, yeah, eventually, like, he'll commit when that's just not happening.
Here's a not a lot of love stories. You know, grandma and I, well, we were together. Then we were like, I'm going to go. I can't commit. I got to fuck other people. And then I was like, I couldn't find anyone to fuck me. So I called your grandma.
It's very, that's how we got together.
That's not a lot of stories.
It's not.
Relationships. I've found that the relationships that happen are just more linear than we want to believe. When you, you know, when you meet someone, you go to the next date, third date, fourth date, couple months, meet the parents. It all seems to, for the people it works for, it all seems to happen linearly.
Yeah. It's like when it's right and both people are just like into each other.
It just becomes easy.
It just, yeah, it's not that hard.
You should look around and go, why is this so hard?
Right. Why is this so much work? Why am I not happy at the end of the day? And you think the thing is like realizing that even if you were with them, you wouldn't be happy because they wouldn't, they're the kind of person that would do this to you because they don't feel that way about you and they're never going to treat you.
The other thing is she's putting her worth in this guy's hands.
Right.
And that's not fair to her. You're great. Yeah. You're somebody's
and I've been there.
Great.
It sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like the minute you take back that ownership of your worth is the minute you're like, I guess this person's my type.
Sometimes it takes dating someone else and realizing that, like, you know, they're just, it's so much better. It's so much easier. Life is like, it doesn't have to be this complicated to realize that the other thing that you were trying so hard to make work isn't really that great.
I also think, like, strategically, make plans with friends, make dinners. Fucking join a gym. Go
meet
do
new
things.
People. Go on app dates, even if they kind of suck.
Yeah, do things.
Yeah.
I mean, the idle hands are the ex boyfriend's play.
You got nothing going on, that's when you're the biggest prey.
Oh,
because you'll do anything for love.
You're on everyone's Instagram story.
Or even the idea of it.
UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com.
Hello, Jared and Jordana. Big fan of the podcast. Jared, I just met you in Chicago and had a blast at the shows. Thank you both for helping me get through the misery that is the corporate America work week.
Totes preach.
This weekend, I had a situation with a new guy I've been seeing. It was not the first time I've experienced this particular sitch with a new guy. And because we are all humans, I know I can't be alone. The first fart.
First fart.
The first fart.
Oh, I've had many a fart.
For some background, I can
farting right now.
I can. Thank you. I'm so glad that you feel so comfortable around me.
Yeah.
I consider myself a lady and keep my bodily functions to myself. I'm mature about farts and have a sense of humor, so I don't mind if my guy does. And I know there are girls who are open about their toots and number twos, but I am just not that person. Even my best friends comment on how they've never heard me fart. However, when I'm sleeping, I can't help it. Now that I'm consistently ripping ass in my sleep.
How does she know?
Not that I'm consistently ripping ass in my sleep, but it's natural and I'm in my most relaxed state. In the past, I've had a boyfriend wake me up and tell me I just farted.
Why would he do that?
Where I've woken up from it and laughed and apologized.
Yo, you just fucking farted.
And this weekend, I was so tired and embarrassed because it was only our second sleepover. So I just fake slept my way through, although it definitely woke us both up.
What is wrong with this? She needs to let them out during the day.
I would love to hear both of your perspectives on how to go about the first fart. Do you address it? Do you fake sleep? Laugh? Do you have stories of your own? Am I being ridiculous? Thanks, guys.
Sleep farts?
Have you ever been with a girl and she just farts?
Fart in her sleep?
Yeah. Or just...
I've never heard of the sleep fart that woke me up.
Not in her sleep, even. Just
anytime
like
a woman has farted in front of me, this is going to sound weird. There's a certain level of hotness to it.
Like, is this you or is this like a universal guy thing?
I think it's like you're letting your guard down. Like you're like, you know, this is like you becoming more of a person. I'm sure that that's only like a beginning thing. Like just the idea
you're
that
you're
not
like, turned off by it at all.
Inhibitions are let loose.
You're not turned off.
Turned off? Yeah. No. Turned away? No. If anything, it's more a humanizing thing. And I like, you know what I do like? And this might sound sadistic. That they get a little embarrassed about it.
You like that?
I think it's funny. I think it's funny because I don't care.
Okay, so what's the idea? Okay, let's.
I mean, also, how bad does it smell? I mean, I don't know.
So you're dating a girl a month. You guys are sitting on the couch. She clearly farts. Right?
I mean, I don't want her lifting a leg and like, and like, I gotcha. Like, no. That's a little too much for
me. Who's the guy from like the Water Boy?
Who?
What's the guy from the Water Boy? The big guy. Not the Water Boy.
Oh, from I think that guy died.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Billy Bob?
Chris Farley.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, he died too.
Yeah.
You only think of dead people when it comes to farts?
I'm sorry. Maybe they have heart issues.
Yeah. I don't know. Billy Bob from Friday, what is it called?
Friday Night Lights?
Not Friday Night Lights.
Whatever. A big guy who's fart. Yeah, you don't want to date that guy.
Right? No, I'm not looking to date a guy myself. But right? I do think like... The fart thing, accidental farts happen. Any guy that would like, there's nobody that's breaking up with you because of a fart.
Okay.
That will never happen. It's not because of the fart. It's something else. They needed a fucking out. And they're like, listen, I'll just blame this fucking fart and I'll get the fuck out of here.
That makes you sound worse, I think.
Absolutely. Right, that's a worse person.
So I'm giving you the scenario. You're on a couch with a girl. You've been seeing her a month.
Okay.
She farts. It happens. What is your ideal?
My move is to give her so much shit. We're laughing about.
What are you hoping she does? Would you prefer her just not to say anything and you guys pretend it didn't happen?
Or no,
would you
I'd rather her
be
like,
oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'd rather
the admittance of like, oh my God, didn't mean to do that, start laughing, then me go, I would make a bigger deal out of it than it was because any uncomfortable moment I'm going to make fun of.
All right.
And I think any, you know, that's kind of like your natural
you
thing.
You want her to be a little embarrassed. You don't want her to like own it.
No, I don't want her to be like, and the next one's going to be in your fucking face. No, I think, but you would want that from a guy, too. I mean, I've told the story about putting my legs above my ears and farting in this girl's bed before.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, that should have been a moment.
Romance is still alive and well in 2018.
You have to either be so into it or you can't in between a fart.
Right.
You can't go, yeah, that's just me. You know, like, but... If you were like, if you really like let it out, I'd be like, respect. I'd be like, okay, that's hilarious. Like if you really like were like, like really fucking farted.
You're fine with it.
I'd be like, wow, I can't believe it. Like in the way
do you think that you're like indicative of most guys, how they would take it?
I think like, yeah, I think most guys would be on my level with it. We're not going out and telling the world. You want like... Everyone wants to be with like a well put together woman, mm-hmm. you know, like a classy. I think the farting thing is only a problem if this is like your whole life. If your apartment's a mess, you're sloppy fucking drunk. Like everything can't be sloppy,
right?
For guy or girl. How would you feel if you're a month in, the guy farts, and he's like...
Yeah, I would be like, I want you to try a little harder, be a little more embarrassed.
Have a little more.
Yeah, I want you to be like, I want you to try to impress me for a little longer and not be like, you know what I'm saying?
What if you were on the couch with the guy, and then he was like, oh, can you grab that out of the couch cushion, and you bent over, and he farted right in your face as a joke?
I would not enjoy that.
Would you laugh?
I would think it was a little disrespectful. I would be laughing while being like angry.
I can't believe this just happened.
It would be both. I'd be like,
"Hey, is there something on my underwear?"
And then, do you ever with someone and they make such a bad joke that you laugh because it's so terrible, but you're like, "I can't believe I'm dating you." You just made that joke. It's like
that's more endearing to me.
They're both almost. Like, I mean, I guess
farts can be endearing.
The purposeful fart is a little irritating because it's like I don't. Yeah,
come on.
Let's try to impress each other.
Some
a little
effort.
Bit. Yeah.
A month in too.
Let's maintain a little mystery.
A little bit for as long as we can because we know that's the thing with all this like mystery stuff. You know it's going to get broken through at some point.
Right.
So it's like if you don't care enough now, like where are we going?
Exactly. Like you need to wait the appropriate amount of time. It's like my hair, like. Not done and like regular, like if I brush it, it looks like I look like an insane person. Okay. A serious Jufro. It looks crazy, right? And like, I'm all for people being themselves in relationships, but like, you got to put in a little effort.
Put in something.
You got to like hide some shit for a little bit. You got the fluffy animal, you got to hide that a little bit.
I'm a big farter, and I will say.
I think that the audience knows.
They already know. I just think like there's never been a moment where just a fart is the reason things broke down.
No, I agree. Yeah. I see what you're saying. It's part of you're either being a larger mess in life.
Yeah. And it's like, this girl's like, listen, she sounds very nice. And you know, I'm sure to fart in your sleep, like you can't even like protect against that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? You know,
indefensible.
Like also like, what are you guys going to be mad at you for having a human body? Like,
yeah, I mean, if a guy has such a weird concept of woman that he thinks women don't shit and they don't fart, then he is like living in some weird world, and you should avoid guys like that because they don't think of you as like human beings. They think of you as like just purely sexual.
You ever met someone that gets so mad at a fart that you're like, you need to fucking chill right. out.
Like, we're people.
Yeah. One time I was on like a family vacation and it was like, we all like, we were with a bunch of other families on the vacation. We like split this big bus to go to the airport, like from okay. the wherever. So we're in the bus and I was like 15 years old and we're all like sleeping on the bus. It's the end of the vacation. We're splitting it, and I farted. And one of the dads got so angry at the fart that like, he was like, who fucking did that? And I'm sitting there like, I'm laughing because I'm like, it's man, this fart stinks.
And because it was you.
And because it was me. And I'm like, look, this is going to be funny. And he got so mad that I was like feared for my life. Like he was like, who fucking did that? Who would do such a thing to the people in this bus? And then it made it funnier. Because I'm right. like, oh my God, this like guy
yeah,
can't
handle.
Yeah,
that's not a good way to diffuse the situation.
A fart. So like there's people that get so mad at a fart. You're like, oh, there's something happened to your life. Like, yeah. You've been
like,
in
that's kind of like the guy who doesn't understand that women, you know, yeah, are periods. Humans and things like that. It's weird. So your advice, if you're a girl and you're seeing a guy and you fart.
Have just, some just level say, of surprise and laugh it off. And if, you know, as a guy, my move is always to like give them such shit that it's like funny. I don't, you know.
Right, but it's not like he's giving you shit because like he's like wants you to feel shitty.
No, I want you to understand that I don't give a shit.
Right.
You know, I would ball bust like I would ball bust a friend.
Have you ever been dating a girl and you go in the bathroom after you're dating? Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that scenario, but it's never. I'm never like, whoa, who are you? You know, like I would never make someone.
You're cool.
Fucking let it go. Yeah. There's things that you can just like, there are things that you can see and just not mention them.
Right. That's one of them.
Yeah. That's one of them. When you're on like a day long date with someone, someone's got a shit.
It happens.
And I'll go off for like 20 minutes. Sometimes if I really have to shit on like a date or something, I will leave the date and I'll like go because I'm like, I got to take a shit. And then I'll come back and I'll be like, wow, that was the longest pee of my life. Like, I've always diffused things with comedy, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, it makes sense given your profession.
Yeah, so I think to these people, like, diffuse with laughing at it, you know? Like, that's the only way to go.
I agree. All right, let's get Jackson here.
Let's get him in.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she's returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4x. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop down menu that follows.
Welcome back. We have Jax Taylor here from Vanderpump Rules. I'm personally a very big fan, so I'm really excited.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome to the show, Jax.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So we were just talking, we talked dating and relationships. What's going on in your life right now?
What's going on in my life right now? Well,
seeing anybody?
You know, I'm seeing somebody. no, Brittany and I are absolutely amazing. Probably the best we've ever been since we've dated. Yeah, obviously we went through our ups and downs, as you can watch on the show. But tonight's the season finale, and I'm pretty excited that it is the season finale, and I'm excited that it's finally over. But I'm excited to start filming again, and I'm really excited for the reunion. So,
I'm excited for the reunion, too. It's definitely
the
best part.
It is the best part. And I'm not a big watcher of the show, A, because I just don't like to see myself on TV, and B, because, well, the season wasn't the best. But I'm super excited for the reunion, and I've never said that in the 7 years that I've been on the show. Like, it's that good.
Oh, amazing.
It's really good. I mean, crying, walk-offs, fighting. And I didn't get attacked as much as I thought I was going to get attacked. I mean, usually I'm kind of, I deal with it, thick skin, and it happens, you know. But this season, a lot of people got a lot of heat, and I was kind of just sitting back for a lot of it.
That must be the best
part. It felt good for once. I was just kind of like, thank God.
Is it tough to date? You know, you're with Brittany. Is it tough with, like, you know, you're a big star? You know, how do you deal with that?
In the beginning, no.
DMs? Are you answering DMs?
Do you get a lot of girls sliding into DMs?
Oh, yeah. A lot of that. But
Do you answer?
No. I've answered the funny ones.
Like a yes.
Yeah, well, some of them. Not like to like the disgusting, perverted
yeah,
ones.
Course.
But like if people are nice and fans and I'm bored,
these girls
are sure.
Disgusting. Put those away.
How could you?
Brittany has all my passwords to everything. So she kind of sees it all. And I always show her
stuff.
She
has all your passwords?
I got nothing to hide. I think at this point I owe it to her.
Really?
I mean, why should
you have
I
her
give
passwords?
Her no, but I don't really need it. I don't really care. It's more of a thing that I offered. I'm like, here's everything down. And also, sometimes she'll have to do something for me and get on my social media because I'm not really tech savvy. So sometimes she gets on and fixes things for me or fixes my grammar because I'm terrible at typing.
Cool.
And she'll just fix stuff. So it works out. She's really good at all.
How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
Three years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah. It's a long time in California world.
Yeah, right?
in our little Hollywood bubble, yeah.
That's got to be, I mean, what's the next, you guys live together?
Oh, we live together. The next step would probably be another dog. No, I'm just
another dog.
No, we already have two because every time she's like, what are we doing next? Are we going to get married, have a baby? And I'm like, let's get her a dog. And now we have two dogs. I can't get any more. So I don't know what else to do here.
A third dog is displacing the issue.
Yeah. Especially in an apartment. Yeah, it's a bit tight.
Yeah. So I have to say, I watched the show. You seem to have like a certain dating pattern of like you get pretty fast, pretty quick with your girlfriends, right?
It's beyond fast. I mean, Brittany moved in probably like a week after we dated.
After we started dating.
Yeah. I asked her to move to California the night I met her.
Wasn't there any part of you that was like a little worried about that?
No, not at all. I saw her. I was actually on another date in Vegas. Shocking, right? I was in a date. I flew in early.
People date in Vegas?
No, I met a girl. She lived in Vegas. Okay. And I was actually going out for Sheena's birthday party, but I went a day early to go on a date. We all went a day early. Anyway, so we were at a bar. I was on a date and I saw Brittany walk by and I was like, ooh, who's that? And I heard her talk and I was like, oh, that sold me. And the girl I was with went to
the
bathroom.
It's always the sound of a voice.
She's from Kentucky.
She's got a southern draw. Yeah, people don't know that. Sorry, I left that part out. But so the girl I was with went to the bathroom.
I want a tequila. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm so hard.
Exactly. No, just the way she's so sweet and she's beautiful and she's just like, and I'll tell you what was the kicker. So the what sold me was. So anyway, I went to the bar.
A pig farm. That helped.
So she went, the girl I was on a date with went to the bathroom. I got up. I saw my opportunity. I went to the bar, started talking. Katie and Sheena were like, stay away from her, Jack. Stay away from her. She's sweet and kind. You're going to corrupt her. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, give me your number. I got her number. And then the girl saw me when I came back. She saw me talking to the girl. She's like, who are you talking to? And I'm like, oh, it's nothing. Don't worry. And that Brittany was a bartender at Hooters. I'm like, oh, she works at Hooters. Like, I would never date anybody for Hooters. Little do you know, Hooters is my number one favorite place in the world. And so before I even met Brittany,
I got to say that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, come on. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. So Tom and Tom years ago say, Jax, you are going to marry a Hooters girl. I'm like, that's never going to happen. I'm like,
sounds
I can't
like
even find a good one.
And
right?
dreams can yeah. come true,
right?
people.
So I asked her what she did. First thing that came out of her, she's like, well, I'm bartending at Hooters. I'm like, I love you.
Yeah.
Move to LA now. Be my girlfriend.
Bring the wing sauce.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, move in a week after.
Well, we had a great couple nights. You know, I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
And after that, I was just like, yeah, would you move to LA? I mean, what are your thoughts about that? And she was visiting the first week. She would come out. She came out three times. And it was
I love
expensive.
A great couple of nights. We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. I'm trying to be PG for my girlfriend.
But you're illustrating, and no one hears we'll leave it at that and goes,
you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they just made out and touched the nipple.
No. It was a couple late nights. Okay. You know, and we just had amazing, we had great chemistry. And we
yeah,
just,
of course.
You know,
but you weren't worried when you asked her to move in with you that you were like, that maybe this was.
Yes, of course. I was worried, but that's just what I do. I mean, what do you call that? I'm very codependent. And I'm very like a serial relationship guy. Like I can't be single for very long. And I don't know. I've had a few girlfriends. Some of you know who they are. And this one was just, I don't know. She's just the one. And I know that. And I made the best choice by asking her to move in with me that week. 3 years later, we're still together.
So you feel ready to commit.
Oh yeah.
Even further.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much I want to commit, like as far as like the getting married. I mean, marriage is it's nothing to do with Brittany. I just have my personal issues with marriage, but
sure.
You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What are your personal issues with marriage?
It's just, I don't know. I just see
that whole contract thing.
The divorce rate is so high. I mean, who's still married? Who gets married and then stays together? It's just not heard of anymore, you know? And I just feel like that piece of paper just ruins things, you know? It's not
this
like
is
the spoke, six...
This is I have a connection with you, Jack.
Do you understand? It's nothing to do with Brittany. I want to make it very clear. I love Brittany more than anything, right. And it has nothing to do with her. Marriage is its own entity, and
is hilarious dude language you're using.
Right?
It's a piece of paper. I love you. Why don't we get married?
Spend the money. Why don't we buy a house instead? Like, you know,
these are all.
I'm buying dinner for five.
Rational.
I gotta have a party, spend money, and then invite everyone for dinner that I gotta pay for, and I'm probably not gonna enjoy my dinner anyway because I'm gonna have to talk to everybody.
It'd be cheaper in Kentucky.
Yes,
that's true. Yeah, you can probably get a wedding
out there.
Yeah. I've been told that.
Doing
all their
family. You know.
Oh, trust me, I got her family all over me about that.
It's funny because I feel like you guys, I mean, you have a sort of a similar, like you said, like a sense about.
I hear it. I have a synergy with you.
I'm petrified of divorce, man. It's just the one box in life I don't want to check off. I've done the jail. You know, I've gotten in jail. I went to jail a few times. Check that box off. Done this. Been, you know, there's a lot of boxes I checked off in life. Getting divorced. I'm nothing against it. Everyone gets divorced. I know that. But I just would like to stay away from that. And no one goes into a marriage saying, oh, my God, we're going to get divorced.
Sure.
But, and the whole, you know, prenup thing, and like you're basically setting yourself up for divorce right in the beginning with this whole prenup.
You would
thing.
Get a prenup?
No, I wouldn't. No.
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 Do you have any regrets about moving in too fast?
No.
Or do you have any regrets about any parts of your relationship?
Yeah, what I did to Brittany, the cheating on her, that was probably the worst mistake. It was obviously the worst mistake I've ever made in my life, and I regret it. And it was a coward mistake, and it had nothing to do with Brittany or the fact that I wasn't attracted to her. It was just a insecurity with me, feeling that I just, you know, I live in a life where just attention, and I have issues with that. I have insecurities, and I have, you know, things that I'm trying to get help with. So, and that was one of them. I just, you know, and instead of going to get help and started working out with my girlfriend, I chose the easy route, and that was that. And it had nothing to do with the girl. I could care less about her. It didn't matter who it was. It was just the one that was paying attention to me at the time. And it was just the worst mistake ever, and I regret it. And I love Brittany to death, and she's my everything.
I mean, Brittany seems amazing on the show. I've never actually met her, but she does seem
she's
like
awesome.
a great, very caring, nice,
Sweet
person.
Get it better.
We have a lot of, like, you know, women listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And, right.
You know, you just mentioned cheating, which, you know, what leads a guy?
What makes a guy? Cheat?
You know what? I can't speak on other people's behalf, but for me, it was all me. It had nothing to do with Brittany. It was me because insecurities. You know, I grew up. I've been in Hollywood for New York and doing the modeling thing and a life of full of rejection, constantly going on auditions and being rejected and telling people you're not good enough and this and that. So after a while, it's going to wear on you, you know, and you want to see if you still have that. Are people still attracted to you? Or do you still have that even though you're in a relationship? And then when you go through your ups and downs and your downs are bad, instead of talking it out and trying to figure it out like, you know, adults, I chose a different route, which was a bad route. And I've done that before.
Yeah.
And it's how I sabotage my relationship. When I feel like it's not going the way I want it to go, I sabotage it so the other person will break up with me.
Yeah.
Has it ever been about the girl? I mean, like,
I've done it before.
About you.
It's always about me. It has nothing to do with the girl. I've always dated amazing girls, Stassi, Rachel, Carmen. Everybody's been really good. I'm not, saying they were perfect, but the reasons I did what I did was all me, 100%. I take full responsibility, and it's personal issues that I'm trying to fix myself.
Yeah, I don't know, the cheating stuff, that's tough. Because it is tough. It becomes a personal issue for them.
Yeah, it is.
And what you're saying, it's like it's a very guy thing to just be like, it's nothing against you. Even though it is everything.
It has nothing. Because why would I be in a relationship? I can just go, I'd be single and then just go screw whoever I wanted. It wasn't about that. For me, I can't, like I said, I can't speak on other people, but for me, it's an insecurity and it's the need to feel wanted and the people still feel attracted to you. And I felt like after being in a relationship for so long, I just felt like I lost my mojo, I guess.
Wanted to see if you could still
I wanted
get
to
it.
See if I was still there. And if that sounds terrible, I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm wording it right.
It's all about honesty.
But so it had nothing to do with any of the girls. And I don't think, I don't want to speak on other people, but I think a lot has to do with the guys' own insecurities and guys' own issues. I mean, I'm not perfect by any means. I'm far from. But I'm trying to fix myself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be honest about it. I mean, I'm dead honest on why I did it. That's it right there.
Do you think that once a cheater, always a cheater? Or you think you can...
Is
it hard for you to resist
I don't think so. I think, most people learn from their mistakes. Me, it took me a couple times to learn. And luckily, I have the most amazing...
slow learner.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. I'm a slow learner.
Luckily I have the most amazing girlfriend at home and she's understanding and she wants to work through it. And she knows that we have something very special. A lot of people don't see it. They see the show and they only see bits and pieces because that's what people want to see, the arguing and this and that. But we have an amazing relationship and, she's my best friend and I'm her best friend. And we just work.
And it's gotta be nice to have like a partner in this that understands kind of the world you're in.
Right, right.
You guys are on a show together,
right?
I mean, I brought her into this world. I brought her into this reality world, and she, there was a lot of times where she didn't want to be part of it. So when people say, she's in it for the fame, she wanted nothing to do with it. I had to beg her to be part of this because, you are in my life. Right. I want you to be part of my life, but this show is also a part of my life.
She's also like the most likable character, I would say.
Show. And I hate it when people say she's all about the fame and this and that. She's said it many times. I'll walk away right now. I'll give you all everything back. I don't need any of it.
Do you hear what people say? Like, it's interesting that you're saying.
I see it off of social media.
You see it.
I see it. A lot of time people are just hiding behind their phones, but they're just spouting from the.
Does that change how you act on the show?
No. I sometimes, obviously, on my social media, I'll get heated once in a while. Usually it's after a couple cocktails. I'll start spewing. But no, I mean, these are just people who I think they're insecure. I think they've gone through issues with their relationships, so they're taking it out on me. That happens a lot. And it's happened on our show. With girls, they get so angry with me because they don't want to talk about the things that's going on in their relationships. So they'll use me as the goat because I'm easy and I'll take it and I'll, I play ball. Sure, use me as a goat because they're too afraid to talk about their own relationships.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And so let's attack Jax because it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that.
So you feel like you're in a place where you want to be faithful and you want to be monogamous and you're happy to...
I don't think I've ever been as good as I am today in my life.
So do you
think today has been the best day of my life.
That's great. I'm happy to be here on the best day of your life.
No, I think as far as like my relationship, as far as my life goes, I mean, other than the fact that my father passed away recently, I think everything has been going really well. And Brittany and I have really figured out how to talk to each other, how to work together, how to be in a relationship without the arguing, how to be in a relationship when you're on television, which is extremely hard.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But we are learning kind of like trial and error how to make it work. And it's basically just communication. And it's just me taking a minute and breathing and trying to see, okay, we have a relationship outside Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
This is going to go away one day. We need to make sure that we keep all this,
Right. I think that's really important.
What do you think the next step is? Like after Vanderpump, what do you think?
We have a lot of projects in the works. I mean, there's so many opportunities and platforms that we can go. We're just trying to figure it out. It's been so really busy with the show lately.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we just got done filming and we're already starting back up again in like 2 weeks. And I got my sisters getting married in a couple weeks, so we got that. And we're going to the Kentucky Derby. I mean, it's just so hard to like sit and focus on a project. There is a few projects and sometimes we'll sit around and we'll write, okay, what are we going to do? Because the opportunities are there. It's just hard right now because we're so busy with everything.
Yeah.
Right. Well, do you feel like being ready to commit as a guy is about getting to the right age or getting to the right place within yourself, or is it about the right girl?
or what the right Instagram.
What do you think,
follow.
Jared? Also,
I think it's I think it's D, all the above. I think it's I can't speak on other people's behalf. I mean, you're different than me. I mean, you know, there's no for guide, you, there's no rule book. I mean, I grew up and I was raised a different way. I started my life crazy, living all over the world, doing modeling and stuff like that. So I was a little bit late to the game on how to treat a girl the right way, because I was living this fast paced life and who gives a shit and doing what you want, sleeping with everybody.
Right.
People were disposable and I didn't care. I didn't think I needed to care because I've just been that mentality of like, oh, do whatever you want, say whatever you want. But now that I found somebody that I really love, it's like, okay, I need to like relearn the process of how to be a good guy for a girl.
Yeah, you're living together. I don't know. It's
I think it's about the right time or the right person or both.
I think it all kind of goes together.
Helps when you meet your best friend.
Yeah.
It helps when you meet somebody who's on your same page, who likes to do the same things that you do. And I think that was what sold me with Brittany, is like I finally found a girl that like we're like best friends, you know? We're not we enjoy being together.
It sounds like, you know, it's like that opportunity like where you can talk about anything with that person.
Yes. Right. Yeah, we can talk about anything, we can do anything. I don't have to hide anything. I just told you that my passwords are all her. She has all my passwords on social media. She's always on there. I'm always asking, like, what do you think about this? Or we're an open book. And
do
I
you wish she didn't have to have them?
No. And I didn't do it just because like she wanted them. I did it because I want her to know that there's nothing to hide. Right. I want her to be able to. And plus, she helps me with my social media. She's a lot better at the tech than I am. So, but no, it's just like, you know, I have this stuff. I can go on anytime I want. I don't think it's, oh, man, you did that. You gave your passwords. You're such a pussy. I'm like, no, I have nothing to hide. It's my girlfriend. Yeah. You know, we're going to spend the rest of my life. I don't want to hide anything
from her. There's something like... I hear that giving all the passwords things, but do you feel like you have to do that?
I don't feel like you have to. Again, it goes on. It's preference. It's just something. I think the things that I've done to Brittany this season, I think she's owed that. I think that way, if she ever has a concern in her head, she can go on there and see if, like, Brittany, open book.
Does she have your phone password?
She has all my passwords. Only because I lose my phone or I can't figure something out. Yeah, it's just easier. She kind of helps me with all that stuff.
There's something to that where you're like so open with someone that you're like the magician, where you're showing something with one hand while doing something with the other. You have all my passwords. How could there be anything wrong?
I think that,
I'm just saying for other women that are out there listening to that, I don't think that that's necessarily...
Jared doesn't want anyone asking for his passwords.
I don't think that's necessarily the meaning of being faithful to someone. You got my passwords. Shut the fuck up.
But you see exactly what you just said right now. Like, here's the thing, but here's...
Here's my right hand is doing this, while my left hand is that.
How much work that is? That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. Why being in a relationship?
I agree with you.
I can't... I can barely walk and chew gum at the same time. Let alone have multiple.
Well, why be in a relationship? Because I pity someone on a Saturday night, envy them on a Sunday morning.
Right.
You know, so you want to wake up with someone and feel good about yourself because that person's there. While also on a Saturday night, you want to feel like you're going out and you're achieving something. So
that's true.
I do understand why people are in a relationship and they cheat, because there's a certain piece of them that gets, you know, has the warm body next to them no matter what.
Yeah.
While also getting to be the wildcat that goes out on a certain Saturday night.
That's true.
So to say, like, here are all my passwords. I don't think that's, like, to me, like, if I was a girl out there, like, that's not a comforting.
It's not a comforting. Well,
that's not the be-all, end-all to, like, oh, we're fine.
I did it a little bit more, sly. I didn't just go, here's my passwords, Brittany. Here you go. It was more like, babe, I can't figure out my Instagram. Here's my passwords. Can you fix this for me?
Okay.
Babe, I can't figure out something on Twitter. Can you go on there and change that for me? Here's my password.
Did you first have your friends DM you, like, it's so great, all those nice things you said about Brittany. Like,
what?
She could discover them on her own. Like, you are the most faithful boyfriend ever.
The last 10 DMs are just dudes saying how you said nice things. Yeah. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, and the way you did that is very female to me. Like, I've had a lot of girls who are like, I was talking about you to my friends. And then it's like, okay, well, now that's
their... Yeah, they planted that they're including you in their life.
Exactly. Right. That's a small way of saying,
and I also
look at what I'm doing.
When I go out, Brittany and I, we have such a good time when we go out. And my friends all love her. We like the same things. We like the same music. We like the same bars. So it's not like, well, I've seen like relationships in my friends would be like, well, she doesn't like to go do this, so I go out on my set with my buddies. Like, I love having Brittany around. Like, all the guys love Brittany. She's... She's a country girl, man. She's not very girly. She's not prissy. She can turn it on prissy when she wants, but she also is very comfortable in her own shoes, and she's very like...
Rolls around the
mud. Yeah, she's Jill Schatz. She puts tennis shoes on. She's not even
Do you think that like this cheating thing, this like, because Vanderpump Rules, it seems like everyone is cheating on everyone.
Okay, let me make this very, very, very clear, because I'm saying, oh God, Jax. Everybody on our show besides Brittany and Ariana has cheated. Every person on Vanderpump Rules has cheated besides Ariana.
Lisa is infuriated right now.
I'm tired of like trying to say this. At one timer, I'm not saying today or any other day, but at one time or another, everybody has.
Right. So I'm saying,
but
is it the culture that's the issue?
No, it's not the culture. It's just like, maybe it is. I don't know. I can't explain it. I can only speak on my behalf and I did before, but... You know, there comes to a point, from looking at it from the guy's point of view, I think the guys have done it because they're just at a point in their relationship where they just don't know what to do anymore. So they did, I don't want to say they're doing what I did, but I sabotage my relationship when I want to end it because I'm too much of a pussy to break up with a girl on my own. So I'm being honest.
Okay, been there,
right.
Done that.
Right? I'm being honest. That's why. I'm a coward. So that's why.
There's a level of that in every guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do a little game or two.
I mean, and this is also not to put you on the spot to defend your relationship. No. But we're saying for the people that listen to this podcast, they're wondering what's going on in my guy's head or the guy that I'm talking to's head. And they want to know, oh, well, that guy cheated on me 2 years ago and I'm still holding on to it. You know, and when you say it wasn't personal, like I've mentioned that in the past on this show before and we've had that conversation. And it's like it's tough to even hear that from anyone.
Right.
You know,
you ever heard of the Madonna syndrome?
What's that?
I'm not quite exactly sure what it is.
Okay.
But it's kind of like where the guy has his wife and he puts her on pedestal, right?
Sure.
And he doesn't want the Virgin Mary, right?
Yeah.
But this is not me. I'm being clear. But a lot of the guys I know have this. They put their wife or their girlfriend on this pedestal and she's pretty and they don't want anything wrong with her. But then they go and they do bad things with strippers or hookers or whatever because they feel like it's dirty. And it's like they don't want to do that to their pretty wife.
Yeah.
I think I'm almost right on this.
Say that, but whisper.
They don't want to paint this vision of their. Yeah, they put their wives on a pedestal,
right?
And they don't want to taint this vision of her as this sweet, innocent, virginal.
I mean, have you ever seen most guys? And I'm speaking for myself. Cheat down.
Oh, interesting.
All right. They don't go, oh my God, I was just so in love with this girl. That's why I cheated. Usually, there's something going on, and it's like that was a person in the line of fire, and that's who took the bullet. That's what 90% of the time, that's what it is.
No, I understand that. I mean, there's a lot of people,
It has nothing to do with oh my God, I'm just so much more attracted. And she's just so much more. No, had nothing to do with that. 0%.
Yeah. Right. There's a comic that was like, guys are as faithful as their options.
It's Chris Rock. You know?
Is that what he said? Yeah.
Chris Rock says you're only as faithful as your options.
Yeah. So it's, that's an understandable thing for me. There might be some women listening going, what the fuck? Right. Which is fine, but this is what this is all about.
Yeah.
You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. They also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable, and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age, and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, And honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Let's do some games.
Let's do some games. All right.
This is fun, guys.
I'm glad that I'm getting this all out there.
I like it. I like to really talk about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we try to keep it real.
People don't really understand. They watch the show, and it's so quick and so fast, and they don't understand how a lot of the things work and how relationships work on our show.
Because sure. Do you think people cheat on the show because that creates a new storyline for them?
No. Do you think I wanted to go through that?
No, I don't know.
But, I mean, are you kidding me?
That makes you the A story of the show.
No, I would go back in time in a heartbeat and not be in any of the episodes if I could take this back. Sure. Absolutely.
You would go back, not be on the show at all?
After what I did? Absolutely,
He's
yes.
like, just this season.
Yeah, just this season. I'll be honest. Yeah, just this season. I wish you can take me out of this whole season if I could.
If you could relive life, listen, Brittany says to you, let's not do the season, let's move to Kentucky.
Yeah, if we can erase the whole season and you not be on it, yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I wonder that because we know that, like, listen, we all watch reality TV.
Right.
We know that they're writing this show on the fly, too. Like, the producers.
I swear on my father's grave and my father that there's nothing written. Nothing written.
No,
not on my father, who just passed away.
I understand what you're saying.
No scripts.
But no scripts. But I'm saying
that's why our show.
Do you ever feel that you're edited wrongly?
Am I edited wrongly? No. When I say people blame editing, you have to understand that this is a television show that is on ratings. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if there's an argument going on and it's going on for an hour, they can't use all that.
They gotta get
the best parts.
Sure.
And no one's gonna sit around and watch me, you know, just looking off in the stars or braiding each other's hair. They gotta get to the points. So I never blame editing. Editors are doing their job to get to the certain points that tell the story.
You said what you said.
Right.
They can't edit in words.
No, they can't edit in words. They might move some things around.
Sure.
But other than that, no. And there's no. That's why our show is so successful. And so organic. We were not casted.
Yeah.
We were friends for 15, 20 years.
There's a show I fucking hate. Not to down the show, but I do think, you know, I've watched the show.
Look at The Hills, Jersey Shore. Those are all casted shows. They go, all right, here's a casted show. Be friends overnight. Go
other
ahead.
Other than casted, like, Kardashian's a great show because it does feel somewhat natural for
How
them.
How is that a great show? It's the most produced show I've ever seen.
You ever watch Chrisley Knows Best?
It's my favorite show.
That's the worst fucking show.
And I know. You can
on
tell. You can,
TV.
It is.
Fuck that show.
They're doing
Leave It to Beaver. They're doing fucking. That's the most scripted show on TV.
Can I tell you why I love it? I understand.
They're doing old sitcoms. And they're just revamping. Grammy said vagina. Oh my God!
I know what a period is. I agree.
Fuck that show.
I agree, but I just
Chrisley,
can I just tell you what I like about it?
Get the fuck out of here! I don't know. I gotta meet this boyfriend before I let her go to prom.
You got it though. His one-liners are pretty funny.
No, come on. Your show is so much better than that show. Don't give that show credit.
Well, because here's the thing with our show, like.
You're saying is right, and I think the opposite of it is that show.
Right. No, you're 100% right. I just like his one-liners. I think he should be a stand-up comedian. I think that's funny.
Please don't insult me like that, Jim. No. Okay? I do stand-up every night of my life.
No, I just think his one-liners are funny.
If I see Chrisley on stage, I am going to hate-watch that fucking shit. Okay.
And I tell you why our show. We're at the point.
My daughter and the Gam Gam. We're gonna do some team activities. See if we.
I wish I saw the show. So I can understand your jokes.
Yeah, you'll know my jokes. Yeah. All you gotta know. Watch an episode
of Chrisley Knows Best.
Fucking Golden Girls, and they're doing those plot lines.
Oh, don't you talk about Golden Girls?
I love Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is my favorite show.
With this fake reality.
I understand. I
need some reality in my reality show. I think that's why your show is great.
You know what? the thing is with that is like we don't even know. There's been times we don't even know the cameras are there. It just sure. Our show is so it works. Like there's just stuff going on right now we're not filming. It's just organic and it flows. And we are a dysfunctional family, whether the camera's there or not.
Yeah,
you know we're not. When the show ends, we're all still going to be friends and family, and stuff's still going to go on. It's not going to just because the camera's there. It's not going
to
end.
Right, I have one. That's not what brought you. To
I have one question before we get to the games.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When you are at the restaurant,
yes.
What is it like? It's got to be a different experience to have people come in that know you.
It's
like,
virtually impossible these days.
It's like being at Hollywood.
I do.
You do?
I do. I'll tell you how I do it. So what I do is I don't tell people when I go in there because, A, I think we're the only show on television that you can actually go and find the cast. So that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's going to be scary. Also,
it scares the shit out of me.
It's like, going to be like Hard Rock Cafe.
You know,
you're going there to see the stars.
I'm not trying to
it's
put
like a rainforest cafe.
Yeah, it's like an experience.
I know. It's like, and I'm not trying to put anything bad out in the universe, but like anybody can walk in, man. You don't know. Like, what if I pissed off some guy's girlfriend and she looked at me the wrong way?
Of course.
I don't know. This world's crazy. All kinds of shit
happens.
I'm
with you on that.
So that freaks me out. So I always timestamp when I'm there. And so I'll go in. I'll usually go behind the bar now because there's so many people and they're filming and they want to ask questions, but they also want to drink. But you also got to be nice to people, but you also got to make them drinks in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I usually go in now and I'll make a few drinks and then I'll go around and talk to people. And, you know, take pictures.
Where you go around talking. This is like the Disney breakfast.
Yeah. Well, and people want to ask questions.
That's what Hollywood is, I think.
Because people, at the end of the day.
They walk among us.
I know. Well, I've never been to L.A. and been like, well, when does, you know, fucking Mickey come over and, you know, eat my waffles?
Well, what do you want us to do?
I know. I agree. It's amazing.
We can work and you can't talk and take pictures. So let us do our job. Or you can talk and take pictures with it. You choose. Because we can't do both.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
That's why I'm so interested to hear what the experience is like. That's going to be.
You know, Stassi said it best, I think, when she was working there. She was kind of like taking, this is when it was getting hard around season 2, season 3, when the show started getting popular. Sure. The girls are still serving there full time. And they're like, okay, oh my God, Stassi, I love you. Can we take a picture? By the way, what can I get you to eat? Would you like a crispy chicken? I mean, how do you find?
I can't imagine.
Imagine the
I
girls.
I thought you guys didn't like really work there.
No, we've all worked there. We've all worked there for years and years. And the best, and the thing about it is too, I have a bar to separate me from the people.
That makes it
the
easier.
The girls are like right there and they're touching them. And it's like.
And men must come in and be horrible.
Yeah, you know, and like, you know, we love everybody. You want to give everybody their fair share and you want to talk to everybody. So it's kind of a thing where like,
so funny that it's like the Disney breakfast. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like you go to Disney World and you eat breakfast with
I pick and choose
characters.
The times I work very carefully.
They're not serving.
I know. Well, that's the difference.
Like a Saturday or Friday night is
Snow White, let me get some extra ketchup.
Yeah. You know, like, it's kind of like dinner or lunch with Goofy.
Same thing.
But you guys are real. That guy's a guy in a costume and this is his job. He gets to take that off.
No, that's going to be, I can't imagine.
I kind of said this up front. I would go, listen, I mean, I'm all about working too, but I go, a lot of these people are here to talk and take pictures. And of course, we're by the way, they want us to, we have to work too, but I think it'd be more, I think they get more out of it if we can go outside the bar and I can start, you know, talking to people and taking pictures by the bathroom, the infamous bathroom or the infamous bar. And then we can be more social
are
with people.
Are tips better or worse?
I was going to add, that's my next question. Yeah.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, how am I taking all these vacations?
That's fine. That's great. I think that's great. Especially at the bar.
Yeah.
The bar thing versus the, you know, waitress, waiter thing. That's like having that in your way.
It's totally different. I felt so bad for the girls. And I personally don't want my girlfriend around that. I don't want her to be that close to somebody.
Of course.
Do the female customers try to hit on you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was crazy. And obviously, men do it with the women.
How do you not
girls,
have a
but
kid?
It's so many women.
I feel like there's
I've been asked that many times.
Really? Right.
I've been asked that many times.
How many sleepless nights?
In my younger days, quite a few. Not obviously in my 30s, but in my 20s, yeah, there was a few. Yeah, there was a few. And that's
like, I got to get it
on the
job at Sir.
Yeah, I actually think I was like, when I was modeling and traveling the world, I think I had a... Probably it worse than I do now in my younger days.
Really?
Just because I've always, even before the show, like I said, I've always kind of in the entertainment world, doing commercials or you know, doing like day playing on shows and then doing runway shows in Europe and New York and stuff like that. So I kind of always been in that part of it. So it was a kind of an easy transition
into the reality world.
Yeah.
Well, we want to play some games?
Let's play some games.
What are you eating for the day? How are you? What's your schedule?
I've had alcohol today.
You have?
Yeah, that's pretty much all.
What do you? You haven't eaten all day? Just
shots for breakfast.
I
had 10 shots for breakfast over at People.
Come on.
Yeah, People.
And,
we did a celebrity. We were at People Magazine. We did all the celebrities who have
no breakfast
alcohol. So we did shots, and I had to guess what alcohol, what celebrity had what alcohol.
A day in the life.
A day, look at this.
A day in the life.
Are you drinking every day?
No, that's why I lost all my weight. I lost 30 pounds. No,
30 pounds.
I got to get ready for next season.
No booze?
No, I drink. I drink like maybe once a week. I've been hitting my sweat garage. I hit this boot camp that we have in LA, and I love it. I love it.
How long did it take you to lose 30 pounds?
Not too long, probably about 2 months.
Oh, wow.
I still love to eat. I love to eat.
What?
You know, I'm a guy.
You can't say I lost 30 pounds in 2 months and then go, I love to
eat.
But
I do. But I just pick and choose what I'm eating and when I'm eating.
When do you eat it?
Which is the worst time. I eat at night.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm doing like
so you eat at night diet.
This is genetics.
You just have all
a lot has to do with genetics.
I'm so mad.
But I mean,
all your
I'm
calories
also,
from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
I also all pizza.
I might be I smoke a little bit in the evening time, so that partakes. But I'm eating like a lot of healthy foods. I'm eating a lot, but a lot of healthy foods.
Cool. Let's
but I want to look. You know, I got my sister's wedding this week. I want to look good.
Fit in your clothes.
Summer's coming.
All right.
So we do a red flag or deal breaker.
So I'd say okay.
Red flag or deal, like red flag meaning caution?
Yeah, or okay. Like you break up with the girl.
But what does deal breaker mean?
Deal breaker
it's
means
over.
You're done.
Over.
So yeah. Everything's great except this one fact.
Okay.
Right. So she tells her mother all about your sex life. Is that a red flag or a deal breaker?
It depends who the mother is. If the mother's cool, she's like her friend and like tells her about it, I'm okay with that. If her mother's kind of like, I don't know why she would tell her mother if she wasn't cool with it anyway, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay. What not my current girlfriend right now, no. But like, I
so Brittany, you come back from Kentucky, and Brittany's mom is like, I heard about
you. Yeah,
your
well,
penis.
I mean, it's kind of hard. We're on a television.
Thank you.
We're on a television show. I mean, a lot of it's already out there, so I'm sure she sees it already. But no, I think with Brittany's family, I'd like to keep that on the DL as much as possible.
So it's a deal breaker.
It's a red flag.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Jordana, what do you think?
Guy I'm dating tells his mom all about her sex life.
Yeah.
I think that might be a deal breaker.
You'd
end
it.
I don't, for the guy's mom, I don't need her.
Oh, if I told my mom, no, I would never do that.
Yeah.
No. Her mom? No.
Right, I'm saying for me, if I'm dating a guy and his mom, he's telling his mom all about her sex life, that's a little too close of a relationship.
But she never mentions it. How would you find out, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
The mom mentioned something about a sexual issue we had.
Yeah, I heard he's having
brunch,
issues.
Yeah. I've dated a guy who's too close to his mom. It freaks me out. I don't like it.
If the mom knew about... Yeah, I guess I think it would be more red flag than deal breaker.
For you?
Yeah. Like, if the mom was like...
What if she tells her dad all about your sex life?
Oh, jeez.
That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
That's too close.
That's too close.
Yeah. I guess
dad,
it changes it. Yeah,
the dad, no.
That's
no.
a deal breaker.
Especially
him just looking at me.
Brittany's dad, he fucking killed me.
Let's do another one. They ask you to meet their parents on the third date.
I've done that. I'm okay with that.
You've done that?
Yeah.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
I think I'm cool with that,
I think it kind of comes in line with me having a girl move in a week. I'm okay with that. I'll meet her on
Jared,
the first
date. Jared, I don't think you're cool with that.
I would meet it, but it wouldn't mean anything to me. I'd be like, what up, pops?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, wouldn't be a...
it's not your parents.
It's not my parents.
Okay. Right.
So I'd be like, okay, cool. It's nice to meet these people. They're cool. They're fun. Whatever.
Well said. I would not do it with my parents right away, but I would do it with her parents right away. That's good.
How about you?
The guy asked me to meet his parents. Yeah. That'd be a little scary.
Like, what if they were just like there?
Well,
and it was like, you're at a bar, and then he was like, oh
they
look
just
at
happened
this.
To be
yeah,
there.
Like
he
Stassi.
Went to his birthday party, and his parents are just there.
Sure.
Perfect example. Oh, yeah. Stassi's in Italy right now, meeting her boyfriend's parents for the first time, right now.
Really?
And she started dating him. That's a good question.
I feel like you've been dating a few months, right?
Maybe a few months. And by the way, Bo is awesome.
Last summer, it's been official for like 4 months.
I think it's been official for 4 months. So she flew to Italy
Yeah, but she's also getting that Italian vacation.
I'm talking about like you met like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'd be cool with it. I think it'd be a red flag. I don't think it'd be. I might be a little flattered, to be honest. If I really was really into the guy, I might be a little flattered.
Yeah. I mean, if you're meeting the parents, I mean, that's a good sign, right?
I mean, but it's also
but
no
saying,
sign
but
at all.
If it's a girl who's inviting you, aren't you a little worried that she's like trying to go too fast?
It depends how formal
you. You're already living with her.
You're already taking a shit in front of her.
I don't look at it like girls look at it. I think we're guys. We're kind of just like, whatever, man. Like you said, hey, what up, pops? I don't look at it like, I'm not breaking it down into a PowerPoint presentation.
Even when a girl
looking much more further into it than that.
Like even when I bring a girl home, my dad's not being like, oh, here we go. Like he's like, are you fucking this chick?
That's what my dad, my dad used to be like this. He's like, oh, I like her, man.
Yeah. It's more of like a dude bro thing.
Yeah, my dad loved Brittany.
So we got one more. Ready?
Yeah.
They post Instagram pictures with hashtag wanderlust, hashtag instatravel, hashtag Insta good.
And the likes.
In the caption.
I don't know what any of that means, and I've never heard of any of those.
None of that means.
I'm sorry, I don't know what...
It's just a ploy to, like, get more likes. You put all these, like, hashtags after the your caption so people, like, are more likely to discover it to get more likes.
Jeff, it's like, literally, like, when they do all the hashtags so that people follow them.
It's so people can find
I just thought people
you.
Hashtag things. I didn't even know you could find people from that.
You
really?
Can find them. See, again, if you look up a specific
this
hashtag.
This is the exact reason why Brittany takes over my social media.
This is why she has all the passwords.
She'll be like,
not to show her that
like,
you're doing fine
like,
at all.
He doesn't even know. He probably has all these on his.
Yeah,
oh,
probably
no. Like good for instance, this morning I did a post or something, Instagram story or post, whatever. And Brittany saw it. She's like, I had to fix this. Your grammar was totally wrong. So she went on it and she'll fix it.
That's definitely a perk. Yeah,
that's why.
Get you a girl who has good
It's like having not only a girlfriend, but she's kind of like a PA.
Perfect. That's what every girl wants to hear.
I know. Yeah. That's terrible. Just kidding, Brittany. You're the best.
My boyfriend loves me so much.
I help
I'm
her,
like his
too.
Personal
We're both PAs for each other. Let me clarify. We're both PAs for each other.
That's a good relationship when you both are, you know, helping each other out.
It's the most Hollywood way to describe a good relationship.
Right. Oh, I ask her opinion
she's
all the time.
She's my agent and I'm hers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say, hey, should I talk about this or should you talk about this or make sure when you do this tonight, do this. Good luck, honey. Like, we're a team.
Well, this is the comfort of being with someone that's on the show with you. You're going through it together. That,
right.
I do understand that.
Do you think you could date someone not on the show?
I was just having this conversation with somebody else about regarding Bo. Stassi, I keep bringing this up. It takes a certain someone to date somebody that has over 1 million followers, is on a reality show and has a podcast about relationships. I mean, it takes a very strong guy to go into that, to come into that.
Sure.
You know, and I give props to Bo, and I keep bringing this up, and I apologize.
Secure.
He's such a great guy, and the fact that he involves himself in her life and is very secure with the relationship and is very funny. I don't know. I mean, that's got to be tough because Brittany had to do it with me, and she wasn't about it in the beginning, and now she's obviously doing fine with it. But yeah, it takes a certain somebody. You got to have a very tough skin. You got to be okay with it. You know, it's tough. It's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like
imagine.
It's hard to date anyone. I mean, you get DMs. You get all that.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
no, the person
stuff.
Has to know out the
but...
gate. I think it's very important to say out the gate. This is my life.
Yeah.
Before we get any further, I got A, B, C, and D. You got
to
be okay.
And
with
it's
that.
Up to them to see that you have a certain relationship with your following. You have a certain things that you put up on a weekly, daily basis.
Right. Right.
That involve those people to keep them on your
exactly,
thing.
Exactly. And I think that's what happened with Patrick and Stassi. He was kind of she was getting bigger than he was. Mm. And it became like a thing. Like, you're always doing this. Well, you knew what I did.
You knew the deal.
I mean, it's not top secret what we do. You know,
it's tough to date someone. I think I saw it with comedy, like where people would have boyfriends, girlfriends, and then they'd start doing comedy, and like the whole nature of the relationship changed.
Right.
Your time with that person wasn't divvied up in the same way the time became. It's like dating someone that's like, I'm going to start a new business. Well, that changes the relationship too.
Right. Right.
That whole thing has just been thrown for a loop because you don't know how you relate to each other in this new business venture.
Would you date someone like in this world if you weren't? You think you could handle it? Like,
yeah,
let's say
why
it was
not?
Just, you're fine. You'd be fine with it?
I could. Yeah, I could.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do it.
Because you were saying with Stassi's boyfriend, like it takes a super strong guy.
Yeah, it takes
guy.
A super
he's
strong.
He's not, I assume, in the world of, that you guys are in.
I think he's gonna be. He's gonna be. I mean, I hope so. I can't talk enough about him. He's just such a breath of fresh air.
Let's say Brittany
from
gets,
the people she.
And
used
most
to
people don't say that about their exes.
I know because
new
it makes her a better person. And I'm, you know, we're all such in a good place now.
And you guys all relate to each other.
Yeah.
Still, you're still around.
And
each
I feel
other,
great. So. I feel good now. She can hang around us again and not be petrified to bring the ex around.
Well, I think a lot of guys with their exes, they want to see your ex get someone because it takes the pressure off of you.
Right. Yeah,
of
no,
being this
and
disappointment
just,
to them.
Well, yes, we're all adults and we're all friends at the end of the day. We want to see everyone happy. We're all family. We just want to see each other happy.
What if Brittany gets hired by E to do like lead correspondent?
I would love that.
You would love it?
I would love that. In fact,
and,
we're you know we're taking over at the
superstar.
Derby. We are. We're taking over at the Derby.
Okay.
And we will be live at the Derby from E.
So they watch that and they go, Brittany
so.
Is
saying,
our
he's
next.
He's saying, what if she got a lot more famous than
that's
you?
Oh, that's
saying.
Fine.
Fine
I don't care. Yeah, I hope she does. She's already more famous than I am.
And you'd be like,
yeah, I'm glad. Go. I'm not that kind. I'm okay.
Go,
I'm
young right. bird. Fly.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Jax, thank you
for
coming on.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Such a pleasure. All of you guys go find Jax. Go watch Vanderpump. Go get
season finale tonight.
Yeah, and the reunion, which is
the reunion is going to be amazing. Don't forget.
On
Bravo. Wow. This and on Watch What Happens Live tonight.
There we go.
Amazing. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Expect from a fan.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th. Betches.